practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio program originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dull, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company. Today, we are going to have some music provided by various Christian families who know the Lord and love the Lord. And so we're going to begin the program with a song entitled, It's About the Cross, being presented to us by the Singing Agee family.
It's not just about the manger, where the baby lay. It's not all about the angels who sang for him that day. It's not all about the shepherds or the bright and shining star. It's not all about the wise man who traveled from afar.
It's about the cross.
My sin.
and how we should truly thank the Lord for the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because you see, without the cross, we would not have salvation. And keep in mind, when we are talking about the cross, we are not talking about the wooden beam upon which the Lord Jesus Christ was placed, but we are talking about that symbol of redemption. Jesus Christ went to the cross, and on that cross, he suffered and he bled and he died to pay the wage of sin and to shed his blood for the forgiveness of sin. And then, of course, on the third day, he arose again triumphantly in order to give eternal life to all who call upon his name. And so it's all centered around the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul said in the book of Galatians chapter 6 that we should glory in nothing except the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's not forget it. Well, it is a joy to have you there by the radio this morning, and I am Pastor Gary Dahl of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, and I trust that you're getting ready to go to church today. It seems that in recent years, many people have forsaken the church. They stopped going to the church. They have not been involved with the church. And yet the Bible teaches us in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25 that if we want to show appreciation for who Jesus Christ is and for what he has done for us, and if we want to live in obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ, we will not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. We will get together as Christians at the local church as often as we can to serve the Lord, to worship the Lord together with others of like precious faith, and then, of course, to sit under the preaching of the Word of God. Now, if you are in the Altoona, Pennsylvania area, and you do not have a church to attend, I would invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church, where we will have Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30, and then our evening service tonight will be at 6 o'clock. We always have midweek services, and they take place at 6:30 for our children and youth, and then at 7 o'clock for our adults. And so I would encourage you to drop by and visit us. We are located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city. Now, if we can serve you spiritually, please do not hesitate to contact us. You can do so by calling us at 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Or you can email us, and our email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. That's fbc@fbcaltoona.org. You can even write a regular snail mail letter to us if you wish. And that address is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street. That is 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. And then I encourage you to go to our website on a regular basis and learn more about our ministry and keep up to date with what we are doing here at the Faith Baptist Church. And that web address is www.fbcaltoona.org, www.fbcaltoona.org. And so keep in mind that if we can serve you spiritually speaking, please contact us. Our desire is that you know Christ, and if we can lead you to Christ, please again contact us. Remember, the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you've not yet called upon the name of the Lord Jesus to ask him to save you, I would encourage you to do so right now. And if you say something like this and really mean it from the heart, "Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me," he will save you. And if you make that your prayer, contact us here at the church, and we will send you a little booklet that will help you to get started right in your new Christian life, in your life with Christ, now that you are a born-again Christian. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, as we come to you this morning, we thank you and praise you for the great God that you are. And I truly do pray for those by the radio right now who have never yet trusted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. It is my prayer that today they will call upon the name of the Lord Jesus and be saved, that they might have the forgiveness of sins and eternal life. Father, we know that that's the most important decision anyone can make. And it is my prayer that all who have not yet trusted Christ will do so this very moment. Father, we thank you for the privilege of being able to do this program. And it is my prayer that you will take this program and use it for your glory, for it's in the name of your Son, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Now we're going to listen to another family. They go under the title, The Last Generation, and they're going to sing the song, Sheltered in the Arms of God. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to John chapter 15. John chapter 15, and I would like to read verse 16, where the Word of God says, "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you, that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you." That's from the Spiritual Bread Box of the Word of God, John chapter 15 and verse 16. And now before I deliver a message entitled Responding Properly to the Lord, taken from Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 and 15, let's hear from another family. And this will be the Patterson sisters. They're going to sing the song that is simply entitled Finish Well.
How glorious that moment to see Him face to face, to hear Him say, "Well done, my child, you finished your race." But for now the sun's still rising, there's work to still be done. While we're waiting for the promise of what is yet to come, finish well. We've seen our better days. These are the days to be courageous, bold and full of faith. So wherever He may lead us, whatever it may cost, let the church arise and lift the banner of the cross. Finish well.
Finish well, and indeed each and every one of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior should have that as a goal, that we do all that God would have us to do and finish well while we are here on the earth. If you have a copy of God's Word, please turn with me this morning to Joshua chapter 24. In Joshua chapter 24, we find that Joshua was actually giving Israel his parting encouragement and challenge after he had been leading them for about nearly 35 years. He had led them across the Jordan River and into the Promised Land, and now he was about to die and to go home to be with the Lord. And so he was giving this final encouragement to them, and in reality, what he was telling them is that they must respond properly to the Lord. Notice how he brings that out in verses 14 and 15 of Joshua chapter 24, when he says this, "Now therefore, fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. If it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." You know, beloved, it's very important that those of us who are Christians respond to the Lord properly. When we take into consideration all that he's done for us. And stop to think about that for a moment this morning. He has created us, and then through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, he has recreated us, and he takes care of us every day of our life, no matter what it is we go through. God is there to strengthen us, to provide for us, to lead us, to guide us, to direct us, to take care of us. Truly, he is a great God who has provided for us in so many ways over the years of our life. And therefore, we should respond to him properly. And that's what the challenge of Joshua was to the children of Israel. I would encourage you to take some time to read the entire 24th chapter of Joshua, because in that chapter, he reminds Israel as to how God brought them out of Egypt, across the Red Sea, through that 40 years of wilderness wandering, across the Jordan River, and into the Promised Land. And Joshua was saying, God provided for you all the way. Now respond to him properly. And there are three things he says in verses 14 and 15. Number one, he says to Israel, fear the Lord. And, of course, the fact of the matter is, they were to fear the Lord for who he is, and so should we. Now, that word fear, as we see it there in verse 14, does not just mean to be frightened, although it does involve that. And truly, if we don't serve the Lord, if we don't live for the Lord, we need to be frightened about the chastisement that he may send our way. But in reality, it means to respect the Lord for who he is. Our God is the holy God, the righteous God, the just God, the merciful God, the gracious God, the loving God. And because of all of that, we should respect him through honoring him, through worshiping him, through lifting him up every day of our life, in our thought, in our word, and in our deed. Because of who God is and all that he has done for us, we should respond to him by fearing him in a great way. Give him the respect and the honor and the praise and the glory that's due his name. Secondly, Joshua said to the children of Israel in verse 14 of Joshua 24, serve him, that is, serve the Lord in sincerity and in truth. Now, it's interesting to note, if you would take some time to read verses 14 through 24 of Joshua chapter 24, that the word serve is mentioned no less than 13 times. No less than 13 times. It is the theme of this passage of Scripture. But here we see that Joshua said to Israel, serve the Lord, number one, in sincerity. That simply means that he wanted them to serve God in a sincere way without hypocrisy or without being double-minded man. Minded, excuse me. And you see, that's the way that you and I should serve the Lord today. We should not be hypocrites in our service unto the Lord. We should not be double-minded. But in light of the fact that he has provided redemption for us through the Lord Jesus Christ, we should serve him with all of our hearts, in sincerity. But then Joshua went on to say, serve the Lord in truth. That's an interesting statement. And what it means is that he was saying to Israel, serve the Lord according to God's will and according to God's word and according to God's way. Think about that. Serve the Lord according to his will, his word, and his way. Don't serve the Lord in just the way that you want to do it. But serve the Lord in the way that God wants you to do it is what Joshua was saying to Israel, and that is what's applicable to you and to me today. We shouldn't just serve the Lord any old way in the way we think might be a good way to do it. No, we should serve him according to his will, his word, and his way as the word of God establishes it. So fear the Lord for who he is. Serve the Lord for his glory. But then finally, Joshua said to Israel, fear and serve the Lord as a family. You see that in verse 15. He says, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether it be the God of your fathers or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You see, as fathers and as mothers, we should lead our entire family into the area of fearing and serving the Lord in sincerity and truth. We should be decisive in doing that today. You see, he says in this passage of Scripture, choose you this day whom ye will serve. Don't wait until tomorrow to make that choice. Make that choice right now. And then be definite. Serve God only. Put off the gods of the world. Put off the ways and the things of the circumstances in life. But serve the Lord only in sincerity and in truth. So, how should we respond to the Lord? Well, first of all, make certain that you know Him through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. But then fear Him for who He is. Serve Him for His glory. And then fear and serve Him as a family. And watch how God will bless you and work in you and through you. Well, I want to thank you for joining me today in the program. And until we greet you once again next week by way of radio, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
Hey, let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894, or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.